Okay. You have a pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Has everybody reviewed the minutes?
Yes.
Any questions? Any discussion? Do you have a motion? Accept.
That's intent.
No old business. And have a motion to open up the meeting for public discussion. Open a meeting for.
Make a motion.
Open a motion.
I make a motion to open the meeting up to public discussion.
Second the motion.
Is there anybody present that would like to?
Can you explain the whole process of, you know, what's applied for and how?
Sure.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Were there copies of any of this? No?
Of which?
Okay.
I have.
Of the agenda? No, it's okay.
You want me to, I could just copy it.
So the two items for discussion tonight are Patrick Murphy, 110 112 Church Street is a public hearing of an application for a developed apartment house. And then there's Gerard and Sheila Walker, 16 Washington Avenue, public hearing of an application to convert an existing multi-use building / office into apartments.
Well, I was just wondering, the one I got a letter for is Patrick's.
Okay.
Just what exactly, well, you'll explain what you're asking.
Right. I had asked to see what that, you know, because I thought we could come early and look at what he's applying for.
Okay, well, he'll be here to tell you what he is applying for. So he'll speak, and then anybody has questions, he can answer them for you.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Would you like to
explain?
Yeah.
All right. So right now I have a multifamily dwelling. I'm trying to convert it to three apartments. Right now it's two. All I need for that is apartment variance. That's basically some of what I'm trying to do.
How many spaces are you looking for?
Was that
your variance? How many spaces?
Do I need it for?
No, no. How many are you requesting?
Not sure, whatever's required. Right now I have two, so I need four. But then you're right now two apartments. I have two apartments, right?
So right now you're already below. Yes. Along with everyone else. Okay. And you're the, anything else? No, that's what the parking, what is the parking variance? I don't know that you just don't have to have them. Where would people park?
Well, people would park publicly or find spots somewhere else, like during the winter. Or
mm-hmm.
Also, I have neighbors that would be willing to rent spots somewhere, you know, that they could take an income from, like a monthly rentals or pay.
But that's not according to the zoning laws that I read.
Mm-hmm.
That's
why we're here.
It does not say that.
Yeah.
You can get a variance and people can park wherever they can find a spot. That's not in there. There's a lot of
mm-hmm.
rules for if you establish something that is not adjacent, that there has to be some kind of legal agreement. I heard that you wanted to use the lot across from you on the corner.
Possibility if I can get
permission from the landlord. But it's not just permission from the landlord. According to what I read from the village would want like some legal instruments satisfactory to the village assures the continued existence of the parking facility to serve your structure. So, you know, they're looking for something so that landlord doesn't sell his place, you lose your parking. Yeah, I mean, either you require parking spots or you don't. But to say, I'm going to rent out more apartments and you can just find a spot wherever you need to, is really crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a problem. I did want to say, can I Can I kind of put a frame of reference around this?
Sure.
I'm not trying to, I don't want to hobble you, Patrick. I didn't want to hobble Susan and Bruce. There, I am very adjacent. I mean, I am inches away from his building is inches away from my property.
May I have your name and your address just for the minute?
Yes, Denise Dyko, D-Y-K-O.
Okay. And which property?
For Alden Place.
Okay, thank you.
And, I mean, you know, on the survey, you're 4.5 inches away, anywhere from 4.5 inches to 12.2 inches away, or 13.2 inches away from my property line. Now, I put up a fence, and I actually made it 32 inches from your property, from your building, so that he could service the building. I didn't put a fence on my property line because you wouldn't be able to wash the windows, you know? So I'm not trying to hobble you. I'm just really concerned. It used to be when Bruce and Susan were there that it was owner-occupied. I know you're not living there, you said you're going to move back.
Yes.
But there's no guarantee. We seem to have lost that idea that it has to be owner-occupied. That's no longer going to be true. When it goes to multifamily, I think that from a dual residence and goes to multifamily, I think you lose the owner-occupied thing. From the way I've been interpreting things. And there, that end of Alden Place, as a character, the people in the corner house across from you, they have come and gone. Bob is the only person anybody ever got to know. He was there forever. And we never even know those people. Most of those residences are owner-occupied, two apartment residences, or single residences. And you're changing the character when you're going to start to introduce three. I'm not even sure. I mean, I would love to see the plan. Do they meet the land, the space requirements for apartments?
Mm-hmm.
They do.
Yes.
Well, that's
yes.
good to know. There are things like open space, which
yeah,
of course
that,
you cannot
I meet the,
do.
I meet the requirements for
open
that
space?
Yeah, 500 square feet per apartment, per bedroom. I have three bedrooms, and there's over 1,500 square
space?
Feet, yeah. A patio and front lawn.
Okay, well, that's
so
great.
So I meet that, too.
Okay. Anyway, the biggest thing to me is the parking. I just don't see how you can say you can have apartments and then the people will park wherever they can find a spot.
Chairman, I'm concerned about, you talked about renting, maybe renting space.
Can you speak up a little bit, please?
He had mentioned maybe renting space in the adjacent the parking lot across
or,
the street with the White
yes,
House.
Yeah.
I'm neighbors with that White House, and I kind of object to the idea of landlords just trading off more parking when they're not committed to the street, right? Like it's just we're adding another three and another two and we're trading.
I'm committed
spaces.
To what I own.
Yeah.
Can I have your name, please?
Ryan Guys.
And I beg to differ. I mean, I added more character by value. That place did not look very great when I moved in. And now it looks very good, and I keep very good care of that place. It's better now than when they left.
Well, what I suggest.
I mean, it was rotten. I'm taking it apart.
I mean, Susan.
And that's what
I mean. I've not.
Okay.
Didn't go inside the place then.
You know what Patrick says is correct about his upgrading of the property and things, and I understand that. The only issue is what we're here for is the parking. Now. I'm not here to tell you how to decide. I just want you to look at a few facts, and then I trust you people will do whatever you think is right. There's only four spaces for parking on that little, one in front of your house, one in front of my house, and two in front of Mrs. Longo's house. We already have an issue. I am going to go to school about it, and I'm sure you've seen it. As soon as school year opens, they park in every single spot, the four spots that are by us, and then all the way down to Washington Street.
Yes.
And then their buddies give them rides up to school because they don't have enough parking at the school. So we've already got an issue with the parking. The other issue is what happens in November. You can't park on a street. That, and you know, I don't know what the answer is, Patrick, and I'm not here to bash you. That, you know, it's something that these gentlemen will ponder and come up with a decision one way or the other. But, you know, wintertime there's no parking on the street. And like I say, there's only four spots there. I would please ask you to drive over there and look, all right? Now I know most of you probably work during the school day, but I assure you that the parking of the kids down that street is bumper to bumper. They painted it. I actually called today to the highway department and I said, why did you paint a yellow line from Mrs. Ilongo's all the way to the end? And the response I got was that they had complaints from the buses that it was too narrow to get through. Almost the same distance across in front of our houses it is up there. I don't know how that works, but that limits the amount of parking. And, you know, being a neighbor, I rent my house just like Patrick does. You know, I just need to make sure that my tenants have a place to have company come and things. And, you know, I just think that parking there every night, I don't know. You decide.
Anybody else?
And I think I want to make clear, I'm not objecting the fact that you have two apartments there now and not enough parking, but to expand it to three when there wasn't enough.
Well, here's the issue too, is I mean, owner-occupied business would be one apartment, owner-occupied business. I mean, during the day, if I rent it to a business, people are going to be coming and parking whatever they want out in front of there. And I don't know if I'll get a lawyer's office or whatever I get. They'll be parking all day.
And
you know, so either way, I'm adding, there's going to be more spaces.
But they're
and
not,
who's
they're
to
not
say,
overnight.
No,
well,
but
they're
who's
not
to
overnight.
Say, who's to say that they can't park, I can't have tenants that take the Loop bus or take public transportation
or
rent somewhere
but
else.
It would be really bad to depend on finding tenants that depend
well,
on
that's
Loop buses.
Well, that's their, I mean, I'm finding it's my decision to find tenants who can actually do that. Or that'd be a requirement, maybe they park somewhere else.
And
have to walk.
You're right. But the other thing, too, though, we also have to take into consideration. You know, you're really great. You know, I like you. What happens if you sell it and the variance is in there and then I get some guy who's not as nice as you?
You're very young.
That's you know.
Well, that's also a thing. I'm fifth generation. I've been in Millbrook for longer probably than most people or families have been.
I've been
and
in
I think
house
I've
house
earned the right
years.
To like have people park where I want. I mean, you're trying to, half the things that people do in this community, they're pushing them out. I mean, we have, 40 kids coming into the class of all of them or something like that, less than 40? Like, why would you want more people in this community to spend more money on the, in small businesses and restaurants and buying things. I mean, we can't even keep the Corner News open, old Corner News. It's closing down every year. Like, don't you want people in the community and coming and
well, I would expect
but
those
you,
people
you,
to have cars.
Huh?
I
well,
would
homeowners
expect.
Have rentals.
That's it.
I've been here almost 45 years.
Yeah, my family's probably been here 150.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
200 years.
Yeah. No. These gentlemen will decide.
Does anyone else have any further comment?
Can I just say that this has been a topic that's gone around for 30 years in this village.
Everybody
wasn't built for parking. Wasn't built for parking. So, I mean, I think there has to be some adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
So, people have to... We have storerooms. They park right in front of their store.
Absolutely.
We're
you
not
say
going to
name?
Get around it.
Can you say your name for the record so we can...
Thompson Shaw.
Thank you.
You stole my thunder because I was going to say every application that comes before us you have to recognize is a limited issue. And every time we get a limited issue, there's a parking issue attached to it.
Right.
So...
But my thing is that probably we have a letter that goes back to every store owner, Tony Morona and Mr. Flanagan, saying it needs to be abolished because this is choking us. If somebody wants to rent his apartment and they can't find parking, they're going to get a ticket overnight, they're going to park wherever, and I think that's the nature of our village. Mm-hmm. It wasn't designed around parking.
So I'm not sure what you're saying.
I think we all have to be accommodated.
Or we have to come up with a comprehensive parking plan. Mm-hmm.
Well, what is that? I mean, like I said, it goes around. Right?
That's above our pay grade here.
That's above our pay grade. It's something to think about.
And another thing to realize is that if you ever, some night when it's snowing, drive around the village mm-hmm. and look at the public lots, are all full. Everyone's full. And our guys come through and plow one swath through so that people can get them out. So there is it's a known problem.
Yeah.
But.
Well, I think that there's certainly legitimate issues that have been brought up, and I think that it would be more appropriate to have a specific plan for parking, not if this happens, if that happens, and especially like saying during the winter when there's no parking on the streets, what's going to happen. So do you think you could come up, unless I'd like anybody else to come up with.
Well, I was just going to say perhaps Mr. Murphy could make arrangements for tenants, future tenants.
That's what I'm saying. I can make arrangements for tenants, you know, like I can have tenants that maybe they know in advance that parking's a problem mm-hmm. and then that they're going to have to park elsewhere or find their own spots that are mm-hmm. like legal spots, you know, that they can park mm-hmm. and they'll have to walk or they'll have to do public transportation or something, but that mm-hmm. should be my issue. It shouldn't be their issues. It should mm-hmm. be telling me where to park.
And you do understand that I own the property right next door. I mean, I've got one space in front.
Yeah.
I don't want, and this is just human nature. When you go to the grocery, where do you park? Close the spot. Mm-hmm. So if your tenants come in, that spot's going to be gone. Mm-hmm. And probably it could be, right now you have, I don't know, two cars, whatever you have. The maximum would be probably six cars because of maybe two people in each dwelling. So, you know, it comes down to the number four. I don't know whether, you know, have you approached Mike?
No, I mean, I will, you know, and then he can possibly get
because that would be, yeah. Then there's a solution.
But how long does that solution last?
Well,
I mean, will the village want something, some kind of legal agreement that he's agreed to that? Because that's the thing.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that's where the attorney needs to come in and expect to something to be documented about that. It can't be left loosey-goosey like that, so...
And
if in fact somebody comes in and says...
Well, that's the thing. My concern is I don't want next door to my house to be a parking lot.
Right.
Because then we're looking at seven cars.
I mean, there's already a parking lot there, isn't there?
Yeah, with like two cars.
Yeah, but that's not...
If it becomes an apartment parking lot for the town, mm-hmm. where you have seven cars in it next to my bedroom window, I'm not thrilled about that.
I appreciate that. I'm not sure if that's...
Yeah, you can place a limitation on it. Yeah. Also, you bought the house next to the parking lot.
It's not a parking lot. It's got two paved parking spots.
It still not many paved.
Now they have two concrete slots.
Go ahead, Brian.
One other concern, and unfortunately, it does bad to you, is you'd have enough spots if you could park on all of them, but you can't park on all of them because of the school. You know, it you can park overnight, so you can park around, but you got them. Then what happens if your tenant doesn't get up? It gets a ticket. You know, it's... That's what hurts you.
And you still can't do it in winter.
Right. Well, in the wintertime, it's just that's annoying.
You can't park anywhere anymore. You can't park anywhere in this village in
general. Yeah, no. There's the, like Tim said, it's a...
Something
99% of our issues come about, whatever the major issue is, parking becomes a secondary factor, and we've kind of gone into it. But in this case, I think it's a little... more delicate since there's no parking on the street overnight then. You know,
right.
in November. So I think that we need to come up with a more formalized plan. I'm not opposed to it, and I certainly support the three bedrooms, but I think we need a more formalized plan about that. Or if there's no plan, then again, you can help with this. If there's no plan, then it's up to you or your tenants then to make a decision as to what they're going to do if they in fact have a car.
We're going to remove the two parking spaces per apartment from the zoning.
I'm sorry, say that again?
It sounds like we're going to say that zoning will no longer require two parking spaces per apartment. I mean, so why don't we change the zoning then?
Well, I think that's down the road in some way. But again,
why do we have the zoning?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I think that the attorney needs to come in on this and make a decision about it.
Told him you want something formal, but if not, he'll just have to. Mm-hmm. And you kind of.
I mean, it's like that everywhere.
Yeah. Well, again.
Every spot in Millbrook. Laundry mat just went through it. Millbrook.
Well, I think we're going to have to defer decision. That's what I think. Yeah.
I understand what your point is. You know, what are the zoning regulations for? The zoning regulations are the framework that we work from with the Zoning Board of Appeals. So he's already been denied by the Zoning Board because it doesn't fit within the zoning rules. But like you said, you could pretty much call us the Zoning Board of Parking Appeals if you wanted to, because this issue is not infrequent. But it's not like we're changing the zoning regulation, but we do have to think about your position and his position and everyone's position, because I think the zoning inspector at one point pointed out that if we strictly adhere to our outdated zoning regulations, no one could do anything here.
That's what I'm saying.
Businesses or homeowners or, you know, we'd be paralyzed. So that's something we confront every single time. So we have to balance it. I don't think Andy was doing anything other than laying out some different suggestions for considering the issue. That's all.
If you want community to flourish, you got to bring people into it. You got to. Yeah. I mean, it's and we're in a standstill right now. You know, it's not like it's a private property. I own it. I bought it, and you bought a house in multifamily zoning. I have three. You know, like I was in the right. And
but as you bought it, in two apartments.
Two apartments and a business. Yes. Yeah, but I am in the zoning for a multi-family house, you know, and when you have 40 kids going into a class, I mean, that's kind of sad, but, you know, like, I want people to spend their money here and come into the village, and, you know, when you're trapping people out and let not people do what they want to do, private people, you know.
Well, I think, I agree with you, but I think that we need to find a solution that's going to work for you.
Yeah.
As well as everybody else,
yeah.
And be consistent about it.
That's problem is, if it works for me, it's probably not going to work for them.
Well, I understand the objections, but the issue is how are we going to resolve it? And one of your suggestions was to get parking across the street, is it?
I can ask Mike Schultz if he has someone to rent or if that's another neighbor, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But if he says no, then. I mean, that's out the window, you know. And who's to say he doesn't sell? Who's to say that he doesn't sell and we don't think about looking into it? But there's always going to be changes. And
Can I ask a question? What are the rules with the municipal lots? Is there a time limit on them?
No.
No, like someone could park in the lot?
Yeah, overnight.
Overnight?
They're allowed to park overnight. And I did call the highway superintendent today to ask him what the lots looked like during snowstorms, because I don't know. And he said, honestly, the lot where the old DMV used to be, I'm sorry, I'm talking like an old person, where the market, farmer's market is, that's full. The one by Nooch's is full.
Those are not municipal lots.
Those are.
Well, courtesy of the bank. That's true, but stepping up to try to.
Trying to help the problem.
We don't have one municipal lot.
But what are the rules on the lots that are available?
That's totally right.
But I understand they're private, but are they allowed to be parked overnight? Oh, okay, that was curious. I didn't know that.
There's not a meter made or somebody that's going to go through and kick you out.
Right.
It's provided by the bank and Millbrook and the gardens.
Right.
Back to the avenue.
And it's just been a benefit.
Or tribute garden, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one across the street.
So there are no municipal lots in Midtown?
No, they're all.
There should be.
Unfortunately, we can't afford to buy the property.
Well, it's too busy spilling oil over here.
That's the first part.
So, do we have a motion?
Motion to defer consideration on this until we have a chance to consult with the town attorney.
Second that.
The village attorney, sorry.
All in favor? All right. So I think you should. Your job is to see what you can
figure out. Like and, a neighbor.
Yeah. And we'll have the attorney here at the next meeting. So.
Do you want to come up with a date for the next meeting while we're here?
Yes. Yeah.
Do you want it to be in a week or 2 weeks, or? As soon as I can get the village attorney to, does it matter? Can it be this month?
Do you want me to just ask her to come? Rebecca Balk.
Monday?
It's Monday.
Next Monday?
Yep. The 10th?
I have another meeting that night.
Okay.
Give us some time.
The 11th? I mean, as long as we can get Rebecca to, that's what we need, right?
Is that going to give you enough time?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm ready. Tuesday?
You're busy Monday.
Tuesday?
Next Tuesday,
6:30? I like playing soccer on Tuesdays, but it's okay. It's only soccer.
Okay, so tentatively, next Tuesday, if I can get Rebecca on board, I'll email her tonight.
Thank you.
Which would be next Monday?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
I'll let you know for sure if we can get her.
Is it next Tuesday?
Next Tuesday.
Now.
Is it a village meeting?
Village board meeting.
Okay.
We can check that.
Check
I don't know.
That. I think it is.
Does it change? Does it change with the holiday? Because it, I mean, that's a Monday, so it shouldn't really come
to
me, right?
It
so
moves.
Wednesday.
Wednesday, I can't.
Okay.
Hold on.
So about a week.
Yeah.
The following week.
Following Monday.
Following Monday. 17th. That good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
What's next Tuesday?
The 11th. Okay. Thank you. Good call.
Well, I
didn't
was sitting
think
here
of
going,
it.
Well, wait a minute. No.
All right. The 17th. At 6:30, if I can arrange that with Rebecca.
Okay.
So I'll email you once I hear back from the attorney and let you know if we're good for the 17th. So it's not next Monday, but the following Monday. Okay.
Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Walker?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, everybody.
So do you want to talk about your project?
We are close to contract, or in full contract on 16 Washington to purchase. the reason we're here is we'd like to convert that multi-use to a three-apartment dwelling. You provided plans that show 8 parking spots behind the building that do fit. We'd like to know what the parameters are to put that zoning in place so that we do make this purchase. Mm-hmm. If you're okay with our drawing and how the parking lot is set up, then we would move forward and purchase this piece of property. If zoning tells us that they do not agree with our parking situation, then we probably won't purchase that piece of property and convert. We've had it drawn by an architect. Spaces do fit.
You have the,
I'm looking for it. I know we have it. I know we have it.
You should have like 6 copies.
They have, the planning board has the copies. Let me see if there's one in the cabinet.
Gentlemen, thank you for your service,
sir.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thanks for your input.
16 Washington borders the fire department and the multi commercial that exists around
the old Agley building.
Thanks,
so we understand road parking is very difficult. We have provided a plan that shows parking behind the dwelling.
Which has been used for parking, from what I understand, for years.
And technically, it's contingent on that variance being approved. We probably wouldn't purchase the property without it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, very limited in the town. I believe the Lodies are our next door neighbors. They own the tack shop next door.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hello. Hello.
Oh, hi. And the fire department.
So you share our right of way?
Is
that
the,
That's my right.
That's your right, yeah. But it's in ID too.
Can I jump in at any point? I mean,
absolutely.
Sure.
Go ahead.
And I'm going to start with this has no bearing on what you're trying to do.
Okay.
It gets back to when I got this notice, it said that it was a multi-purpose residence conversion to a multi-family.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in the GB zone from day one. And that's the issue I have. That has nothing to do with you.
I hear you.
The firehouse, the original firehouse on the corner, that's not residential. The new firehouse on the other corner. My building was a movie theater and an Agway store for 50 years. And I ran it for another 15. There's one little residence in between. And then you go up to the village highway department. So the reason I'm here is that I have a real big issue on where that status came from. Because I buy a lot of property, and I buy it based on the zoning at the time. I can provide you with the zoning map from 2005. We are all in the GB zone. You go to a newer map, and Mr. Clouser decided to write a different lines. I never got noticed. I mean, I'm sitting here with these people who like to make an investment.
Yeah.
And somebody changed our zoning. So that's what I'm here.
When I first started in Washington, I was told it was multi-residential, general use. Okay, I was told it was multi-residential, multi-use. And then halfway through the whole process, I got a letter from the mayor via email saying that it's general business. But
I've been pushing that.
Right, that's okay.
Which is good for you.
Absolutely. And I said, okay, great, if it's general business. But then Ken told me that it's multi-family general business. So I'm very confused.
So where's the problem?
What it is. Because if you look at Dutchess County zoning,
where's the problem?
When you look it up, it says multi-residential, multi-use.
That's an old map.
Yeah. So I don't really know.
So Andrew, the reason I come before you is because I'm hoping this is being recorded. This is my only public forum. I've talked to the mayor, I've talked to everybody about this, and it goes around and around in circles. This is a very big issue for a property owner. We're in the GB zone, we've always been in the GB zone, I go to sell my place in retirement, and all of a sudden I'm in a multi-purpose residential, and I got to go through and say, well, I have commercial. That's not what I bought.
Mm-hmm.
I have maps to show it. I have four different planning board people that have signed site plans for me, and the whole site plan is I'm in the GB zone. But I can't get any of them. Like I said, you're my first opportunity to go publicly and hopefully record. This is wrong, and it needs to be addressed. And everybody, and I admire all of you for doing what you're doing, but the cycle happens.
Mm-hmm.
You step down, this one steps down, the mayor steps down. We've been pushing to get rid of this parking regulation from 95, and it doesn't go away. And it just, it's a continuous cycle. And I have a big issue with the way that this has been zoned, what they want to do. I think part of the issue is, well, if they're in a GB zone, we're saying you can't have residents on the first floor. Times are changing. I mean, with the Amazon and Google, we're not on the main street. So that needs to be addressed. But all these things are never addressed. It just kind of goes around. I would love to make the first part of my building residential. I have other things in the back. They work. But every time I come, I have the biggest lot in the entire village. Every time I come, parking is the first thing everybody brings up. I let the firehouse, I let all the things, as a good neighbor, park. I don't care. But every time I try to do something, parking's an issue. So, like I say, I'm only using this as a public forum to hopefully get recorded in a forum to say something's wrong.
May I have your name, please?
Last name is Shaw, S-H-A-W. First name is Thompson.
Just wanted to get it again.
My wife Eileen. We both own Washington Avenue Development, which is the main building to the side of you.
Okay. Thank you.
And you have the maps and stuff.
I have the maps that, you know, and it shows what the original zoning was. We were always in the GB zone. And Mr. Clouser, for whatever reason, just took his magic wand. And I go to the county and just say, well, it used to be the planning board.
I don't know if he was still sitting here.
So where does it go now?
What?
Where does it, does the line?
So what about your apartments behind out back? They don't, that's not part of the general business?
Well, that could go through the. I mean, it's all one piece of property, owns right. Hatch. So, I mean,
I'm wondering how you got the apartments out back if it was general business.
Well, because in general business, you can do anything.
Well, you said it couldn't be apartments on the first floor or something.
Well, I'm not on the main street.
Okay.
And that goes. We're talking way back. It was a non-use building. Back in the days when you would go before Brad Roller as a community and we'd sit down and say, what makes sense, you know? Yeah. We're talking, those days are gone. So
I resent that.
Well, no, I mean, you have a job to do. But if you look at where we are in here, the yellow wall being in the GB zone, and then you go to this one, which is if you go on line, it changes. So I'm in here. I have to put my glasses on, Andrew.
So here's Franklin. So here's
this is all right. So.
Here, right here, right? Am I looking at it correctly? Here's Franklin. Here's Merritt. So this is Washington, right? When the road goes up like this, right?
Yep.
Okay, so you're in here. Along with them, right?
I got to turn out, sorry.
And that's what the sunlight
is?
So that's the road right there that goes between it and there's GB on either side of Washington. That's Washington right there.
No, this is Washington.
I have an idea.
All right, so if you go right there,
his neighbor.
Does anybody have a pen?
I got the letter to come here.
Okay.
I need to find out in which part of our house is, if it's the business or multi-talkers, family, or what it is.
Well, which is supposed to be the current one, the one that's in front of Tim?
Pardon?
That's supposed to be the current one.
This is the current one.
It should be 14 Front Street.
Say again?
Our house is on 14 Front Street.
14 Front Street?
It's
that's behind me. Behind me as you go down the common between the firehouse and the real estate office.
Mm-hmm. To the left of
Igor lives there.
Paula Redmond, the real estate there.
So he's down here. Yes. This is
Front Street. This is Front Street, so. Right? This Front Street.
Well, so the thing is, it's another one for the lawyer. So?
I can show you the property. If I can take a look on the map, I can show you.
Green point, which one it is. There's the green.
That's the green.
There's here. Right there, so you're in the
I'm in the yellow, I'm in the GB zone.
Yeah. So,
if you go to this other one,
this is
so this one is coming into town.
Yeah, I
see. All of a sudden, the south side of Washington Avenue,
so this is our property, is Franklin this one here.
Yeah, okay,
changed.
So, that's
it's always been
multi purpose family.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Family.
Like, these people are going and looking, it's coming up residential multifamily. That's not what
so
we
it's
are.
It's not GB.
Yeah,
I would assume that it's...
But this used to be GB.
Does anybody have a pen?
Until recently, no?
So the discussion is to put that singular piece of property, or you'd have to change the zoning laws to make that work.
As this was pointed a couple months ago, but yeah, that's what they're implying, that yeah, that was it used to be GB.
What was the previous map?
His is 2005.
Understanding that it was general business.
2005, yeah.
Is
the one he's looking at.
I'm not the expert on zoning laws, but you have to get some notification if they're going to change your property.
Correct.
Or even a border. Follow me. Yeah. So.
That right there is Ed Lodi's.
Yeah.
The old firehouse.
Yep.
This is the village fire department. Mm-hmm. This is the road that goes back up to Philly Manzi, has these little lots.
Yeah.
All of this is me. This is the firehouse. All in the GB zone.
Mm-hmm.
From that side of the street. And then when you go to this one, which is what everybody, when you know, every attorney, when you go to sell something, they look it up.
Mm. It looks different.
Is there a way we can investigate and get annual maps for every year and see where the first?
There it is, 2005. I bought it in 2001. And I didn't know this because I have another little piece of property that behind me I'm trying to sell. All of a sudden, it's not in the GB zone. It has no road frontage. And then, because, I mean, I've been sitting there, I have no intention of selling my place. And all of a sudden, I realized somebody changed what I bought without ever telling me.
Mm-hmm. Thumbs. This is our property, and this is your property here. This,
and that one shows it in the RMF.
Sounds like a lawsuit to me.
I'm happy to help you with this, but this really isn't a zoning board issue. This is the attorney has to.
Who can't answer him if you can't tell us what zoning is?
And maybe the simplest way to do it is to sort through, because if the initial change in zoning was without, and I'm spitballing here, if the initial change in zoning was done improperly, then I would imagine we could do the research and find out, does it resort back to the original zoning setup, and how does that affect everybody?
Right. Well, I have a letter from the mayor on my other little piece of property, it's in the same thing, saying the map is wrong.
Which
mayor? Just a letter.
Which mayor?
Rod.
Okay.
That's
great.
The
2005 map is wrong?
No, this one's wrong.
This is the latest and greatest.
The latest one. That's great, but when somebody does a title search,
yeah,
the whole thing goes all the way around in the circle again.
Because then now there's people who are buying properties based on the new map who are going to be pretty pissed off if they change it back too.
Well,
I don't think that they should buy a piece of property in the wrong zone, because I think a GB zone is more beneficial to you than a residential multifamily. I think that needs to be cleared up. So
you, okay, just so I can ask.
Your assumption is you're in GB, and so the property I'm looking at is in GB town. But we're not clear, the town's not clear on whether it's GB or...
Village.
I'm sorry, the village.
I know I've been told about 1,000 times to stop saying town.
But the village must be clear on the zoning, right? It exists somewhere legally, right? Yeah.
Somebody must know.
Somebody we don't know.
Somebody should know.
What's that guy's name? You mentioned him before. He's gone?
Dave Plager?
Yeah, well, that's not somebody you want.
I don't want to hold you guys up.
That's why he's not here anymore.
All right, so my question is, GB, if it comes down to that, 16 Washington Avenue is GB, can I do multi-residential or not?
Well, I think that there's... let's see. So before I answer that, did you have a drawing of how you are proposing to divide up the building into those apartments?
Yeah.
How is that going to take place?
A 3-bedroom downstairs and 2 1-bedroom upstairs.
Okay. Just from a preliminary investigation, it was assumed that that would be okay. That was assumed, okay? But I think that we have some issues that certainly have come up, thanks to Thompson, that need to be really further investigated. And some positive statement made as to what the area is and what the rules are for that. But aside from that, I think the other issue was that you had 2 apartments at 450 square feet, and the minimum was 500. Is there any way you can change those plans to make it 500?
Yeah. We've discussed taking out the center.
Yeah, I'm sorry?
We have discussed taking out the center stairwell and putting an exterior stairwell into the 2 upper units, which would give us...
We're confident we can turn it to 500 at our address, meet our building requirements, no question.
Okay.
And based on 30 years in the construction trades, I could turn it into.
Okay. Well, I think we're gonna we need to defer.
Okay.
The decision on a couple of issues. One is the size of the apartments, and if you can make those accommodations, that would open it up. But the other issue is in terms of GB or not GB, and how do we address and how we address your issue? You have a very legitimate issue, and it should be really rectified.
I'm probably, sorry. 1 second. How long have you been bringing this up?
I bought the property in 2001. We immediately started trying to get the parking requirements rescinded because we don't have parking. That's never happened. And like I said, it's no fault of any of you owners, but what happens is it just becomes nobody. And I mean, I could show you the letter from 1995, and we're trying to get this parking thing, because what happens is as a commercial landowner, I have somebody who wants to rent a space, and I say, oh, I gotta go to the planning board, and then I gotta go maybe to the zoning board of appeals, and they're like, screw it, I'll go to Rhinebeck. And that's not good for the village. We need anybody and everybody to come and stay. And as Patrick, I mean, we're talking about closing Elm Drive because young people can't afford to stay here. He's trying to provide it. I could have piped up and said, Patrick, I'll give you 2 parking spaces. And I've done it for other people, some very prominent people in the neighborhood. It's baloney. They're going to park wherever they can find a park. Because all I do is I give up 2 of my spots. So it's an issue that...
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm juiced about it. I'm sorry.
I fully appreciate.
Okay. All right, sir.
I had a question. I'd like to know from which side the parking for these 8 cars would be accessed, either from Washington Avenue or from the back.
From Washington, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, from Washington.
Okay. So there will be no cars coming to these apartments, the back road. By the firehouse.
No.
Okay.
Unequivocally, I can't say that they wouldn't use.
No, everybody goes through. I mean, Morona's
tractor trailers have to go through. Over there, we have some very crazy drivers going actually really fast, that short road before they hit a pothole in the yard there.
Yeah, I could put signage out in the throughway. I mean, I could do different things to offset it, but I wouldn't be able to control my tenants.
But we don't own those right of ways.
Right.
We only share them.
You
can
run into
the
potholes for a reason.
Slow down.
That sounds crazy.
Do you need a motion then to
well, better
defer?
So where were are your parking spots?
This is one of the areas where right behind it, this would be turned into 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And there's another
right now,
one.
It's just open here.
Yeah. There's a little, I mean, I would probably clear, but this is all hard. This is the hardest pan
going. Is this Thompson's?
It's Mr. Shores. It almost seems like it's Firehouse. But I'm not really sure. Yeah, I'm not really sure runs in the garage. I think it's part of this way. I'm not really sure.
Is that a shed belong to you?
Or is that Joe Valesh?
I don't know who owns the shed.
Yes.
That's
mine.
That's yours? With the store?
That's mine.
That's
yours. We can talk. We only take a small commission as board members.
Yeah.
Don't take that.
I just go back to the original thing is that when I went to buy the whole place, I couldn't afford to buy what they're looking at. So we subdivided. And it was subdivided based on GB zoning, 15 feet side back, 0, 0, 10 feet in the front. So that's why I get concerned that all of a sudden I lost my GD status.
Yes.
This is the main thoroughfare. All of Moroni's tractor trailers can't make the turn. They come up here, we share it. The firehouse, the firehouse has the vents, everybody parks back here.
You're talking about over here, this area here.
Well, his house is over here.
Yeah. Our daughter plays, you know, in the yard, and there's some crazy guys just, into the parking lot here. And a little closer, eight or more cars coming up the drive.
Just for me, it's zoning first. Right?
Mm-hmm. And I could just
it's either GB
it
that can be turned into or not. And then it moves toward whether you approve of the improvements to put the park. Mm-hmm. So it really starts with whether how it's going to be zoned permanent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's probably
but
not.
But we have to do for other people as well because we can't have this happen.
Yeah.
Is that the meeting on the 14th also? Is that we be able to do?
I'll see if we can get that on the agenda and see if who can come in and give some definitive information about that.
Well, let's face it, zoning, you bring the lawyers in, it could take 2 years to solve zoning issues, right?
Yeah, I think in terms of the parking spaces, that...
The parking spaces is not a huge issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, what are the few areas?
Said no one ever.
Said no one
everything
ever.
Everything else is no.
Well, I'm going to keep it transparent.
Now we're up against
Gordon is in Australia somewhere.
Right.
The sale is on hold, and we have a date somewhere in October where we're either to close or not.
Okay.
We'll certainly ride it out with the village and see where it transpires.
Right.
We'll try to move on this.
It's like everybody's really sick. There really needs to be some type of a more master plan that instead of trying to cobble together satisfactory.
Every city, every town.
Yeah.
The town of Pleasant Valley where I live, same situation.
Yeah.
Put a gate, Patrick, two spots on the spot right now.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
So we don't have any idea of timing at this point, then, do we?
Not yet. But when we have the meeting on the 14th?
17th.
This one will be part of the meeting, but it'll be part of the overall zoning meeting. Is that
it would be just Patrick
and this
and yours.
You.
Okay.
So
yeah.
we may
hopefully
we'll see what we can do about really getting some more definitive information and guidance about this issue because it really is affecting a lot of people.
I mean, it could be clear that what you're presenting, the older stuff, is what it is, and this came in like a convenient file format it, and they uploaded it, and that's what everyone's looking at. But really,
every title search company goes to that.
Yeah.
That's my issue.
When I asked Ken about it, because when I got the letter from Gordon Elliott telling me it's not multi-residential, it's general business, I immediately contacted Ken. Ken said he yes, it's general business, but it's also been rezoned to include multi-residential, multi-use.
Yeah.
That's the way it was explained to me.
So, that's part of being in the GB zone. I mean, GB is like, encompasses everything.
Right.
They don't like apartments on the first floor, so we don't lose Franklin Avenue to apartments when the economy downturns. We're not on Franklin Avenue.
No, exactly.
We're off the beaten path. So it's something that that would be in the zoning board of appeals.
Yeah.
And I'm all for that. I think, you know, we're not on Main Street.
Yeah.
Does any of that change the setbacks if you change it from the business to multi-purpose family?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Does it change the setbacks for the property?
The setbacks?
Yeah.
It's tiny.
If you change it from the
I don't know if any of that issue is going to be addressed at this point.
Because I don't know if you can go with this parking lot all the way to the edge of the property.
If it's town business?
If it's multi-purpose.
I don't know the answer to that.
So if that was zoned, there would be a different set of rules based on multi-use or residential.
But then could we go for a variance to have residential on the first floor? Here we go again.
And then we'll try to again. So these are ours now, right? This is ours.
Yeah, that's yours.
This one I can't give you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. That's important.
Is it the
somewhere.
But actually, could you make a photocopy and email us of like a PDF of that? Yeah.
Came from Joe Still today.
Okay.
Can you copy that for us right now?
I don't know if it fits in the machine.
Just so we can show the village attorney.
Let me try if you don't mind.
Because if we can give this to the village attorney, and it's a pretty simple problem.
Yes,
the second.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your time.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Got to catch
your homework.
Now
the village attorney does.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's right.
I apologize if I got a little...
No, you're fine. Listen, I'm. If you were 10, 15 points above that, it'd be okay. I understand. It's very frustrating.
I took this as an opportunity to get on an agenda to...
Yeah, I'm glad you brought it up. Because
I've talked to everybody. I've talked to everybody. It's not in
the... Well, it's also wrong of us because THS
went out
this summer because they said, first of all, that the what it was in the zone, and then they said it was landlocked, but the village plows the road. That's what knows. So...
Yeah, there's
it's insane.
Try to ask someone who owns the tennis courts.
Oh, you can only imagine.
The village won't take ownership. The town, the school, they're all pointing at each other, and the court's going to hell.
Sounds like Ben College too.
Right. You're seeing a trend.
But we still love the land. You know, still love the place.
Well, it is nice that you let everybody use the right of way.
That's what we have to do.
We're together.
I didn't know that about Marona's truck. That makes sense.
Yeah, they can't make the turn. And that's fine. It's a bumpy, dirty thing, but I keep it that way because it slows people down. Otherwise, they go flying through it.
Now, if we were to give Patrick space, just saying hypothetically, would then he be within his rights to have three tenants? If he had a written thing saying
I think it would be very it would be very easy to approve it then.
Because we're not saying anything because we want this to change.
Yeah.
And we hate to give that to him knowing
this is his family. Yeah.
Then it's not forcing
any
sort of
change. No,
the legend onto another page, but that's as good as it's going to get. It's close,
As long as the attorney can see the difference.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to do. So
that's
I'll be right back.
Thank you. But, you know, it sort of isn't a Zoning Board of Appeals issue, but it sort of is. Because how can we grant variances when we don't even know what our damn zoning is? I mean,
I knew that coming.
I have my suspicions, but I'm not going to say them out loud.
I'm a big property rights person. You know, when you buy something, if you know what you bought, you should be able to do what you have to do. You pay taxes, whatever.
can't be worked. You're not allowed to build. Mm. And I just saw this as a violation of what I bought
20
something years ago.
Yeah.
But there is no coordination in this village. There's no coordination. The highway, the village highway department will have a blower and rake leaves during school bus rush hour on all or the Duon Reservoir. And it causes a traffic jam in the village of Millbrook. Can you think of such a stupid thing?
But it's bad for somebody
else. But but there's a lot of stuff like that, little things that, you know, no one thinks about. I never knew about Alden and Lascaux. That really. And no overnight parking? I don't know where that is. That's a huge problem.
We don't have parking. Do you want to come to the village of Millbrook? You're going to have to find a place to park.
Mm. So why don't we sell everything?
We don't want people to go away from the village of Millbrook. Right. We don't have parking. And some of our business owners could be a little more diligent and walk or whatever.
Yeah.
Instead of parking in front of the spots.
Do you feel it's a landlord's job to say, you know, he puts that house of apartment on the market and to rent, and the person comes, has his apartment. Do you feel it's his obligation to just say, there's no room for you to park here, but I have a place around the corner that you can park? And should he be the one that sets this up?
Well, my wife says my daughter lives in White Plains.
Yeah,
she has to rent a spot from a neighbor on the street. Every time we go, we leave the car on the street, we get a parking ticket because there's no place for us to go. So it's a $20-$25 overnight to pay the thing.
But she knew that before she bought it.
Exactly. And we know leaving the car there, we're going to pay $20-$25. So do I stop going to see my daughter and my friends? Do I stop coming over? It's a choice that I don't think any of us should determine for anybody else. They want to come.
You gotta walk. Have you been in 50 in the winter? It's like Armageddon out there, you know?
It's pretty much Armageddon all year round.
Yeah.
And it's like this gentleman said here, though, you know, he doesn't want the land right next to him to be parking lot. Well, he bought that house.
And that house was there. And there were 6 cars out there. I've seen every day. I can take pictures.
Yeah. I'm not, unfortunately, I feel bad for him. I get what he's saying.
Yes.
But it's like we bought across from a farm. We can't.
And it smells.
It smells.
Certain times of year, it smells.
What are we
going to
do? That's our problem.
And part of the price that they got for that property was.
If they live on Alden, there's going to be school buses.
Exactly.
And the same thing with a gun club. You know?
Yeah.
People buy next door to it.
That's right.
And then you can't come and complain about the shooting. It's no waste, you know. You bought there. Yeah. You know it's there.
My wife is going to be ticked off at me now.
Why's that?
Because you didn't take care of you.
Oh, you helped. Just take care of me next 2 weeks from now. I'll let her know.
It's nice to see you all again.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for being that up for me.